Well, I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous, as Father mentioned. So, but this is an extremely exciting day for myself and my family. I personally want to thank God and my family for the love and support that they have given me over this diaconate journey. I could not have done this without their love and their support. Thank you. Today, the church celebrates the feast of the baptism of our Lord. This brings an end to the Christmas season and the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Today's gospel reading about Jesus' baptism reflected God's love for his son, Jesus. "You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." God loves each of us just as strong and was pleased the day that we were baptized. We started today's service with a reminder of our baptism. We are his children. We do not need to feel alone or abandoned. God is here today with us in the Word, the Eucharist, and the body of Christ, the church. Just look around you and see his body in each one of us here today. God's presence in his covenant is not broken. Your presence today at church is an example of your commitment to God and his church. We need each other to help us on our journey. Many of the incidents that accompanied Christ's baptism were very symbolic that happened at his baptism. At Christ's baptism, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. When we were baptized, the Trinity became in our lives and our souls and took hold and abode. At his baptism, Christ was proclaimed the beloved Son of God, the Father. At our baptism, we became adopted children of God. At Christ's baptism, the heavens were opened, and at our baptism, heaven was opened to us. Jesus prayed at his baptism. After our baptism, we must pray to avoid actual sin. Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan when John had just proclaimed, "He was not worthy to loosen the thongs of Jesus' sandals." Although Jesus did not need forgiveness, he was baptized to begin his ministry and to begin spreading the word of salvation to all people. His baptism also showed the support to John's ministry. It also identifies with our humanness and our sin, and it gives us a great example to follow. Just as John felt unworthy to baptize Jesus, I stand here today before you with the same humbleness and ask for your prayers and support as I start my permanent job as a permanent deacon in the Diocese of Grand Rapids. Bishop Wachowiak ordained 7 men yesterday, including myself. I am so blessed to have journeyed with these men the past 5 years. The brotherhood that we've shared on this journey is something that I'm going to cherish the rest of my life. God has been so good to me. I'm asking that you please pray for those men and their families. I often tell people that God has been extremely patient with me, calling me to this ministry. I had given so many excuses over my life to why I shouldn't be listening to this call. But my bride, Cindy, enlightened me that I needed to list reasons why I should not answer this call. I also tell people that Cindy and my family need prayers, as I do, for this ministry, because it involves all of us. As I reflected on today's gospel, that simple little word, all, kept coming into my prayers. The people were filled with expectation and all were asking. John answered them all. And finally, after all the people were baptized, John wasn't just baptizing Jews, he was baptizing Jews and Gentiles. He even baptized tax collectors and soldiers. He baptized all of God's people. All of us are baptized, are children of God. All of us are welcome in this place. We are no longer strangers, but we are brothers and sisters to each other and in Christ. We are all called to do God's work and be His people. Being a passive church member is not the way that we can realize the character of our baptism. We need to be involved. In baptism, God cleansed us of our sin, poured the Holy Spirit into our souls, and Jesus has called us to be His disciples. We receive Jesus Himself time and time again when we attend Mass and listen to the Word, receive the Eucharist. We are joined with Jesus in going to the Father and giving of ourselves completely to God. Of course, we all have many obligations to our families, our careers, and our community life. Serving the church is not a matter of putting these responsibilities aside. It is a matter of integrating our Christian identity within our families, our careers, and our community. Today, after Jesus was baptized, He was praying. And the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon Him. Jesus was not showing off His powers or scrambling around, healing everybody. He was praying. This is a great example that we should slow down in this hectic world and listen to God's call in our lives. We can all pray, even if it's only for a couple minutes a day. Setting time aside to pray is an important part of listening to God's call and His voice. We can change the world to be a better place by touching another person's life simply by a telephone call, a visit, asking for forgiveness, or offering forgiveness to one another. The question is not whether or not you are called to serve, but how you are called to serve and in what manner. Each of us is unique and has an important job to bring about God's kingdom. We need to believe it and live it today. May our reminder today of our baptism keep us strong and faithful to His calling. Amen.